You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Shots in the air, Chris.
Is that what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to do right?
So right now at hole 14, Tiger is about to tee off.
Over the green. Just hit it over
the
green.
Oh, he just hit it over the green.
Just hit it.
So a birdie probably is not, well, I'm not going to say it's impossible.
He's going
to
have to chip. Impossible.
Yeah, let me write that down.
How cool
I said
is
impossible.
That? You said impossible. Yeah.
Nothing is impossible.
Impossible.
It's impossible.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Oh, great. DeMarco's there.
DeMarco's here.
This is a bad start.
What's up, Morales?
For
course,
these two.
Corporate Greg is here.
I've been promoting this lineup coming up.
Literally.
And it's about to go really bad.
How's it in the studio? Because we're watching Tiger play golf, guys. I don't know what you got going on.
It's sunny
in there,
outside.
It's pretty
drinks,
nice out here.
You're
food.
So lucky. I would love to see it, but I'm trying to get it on the TV. I can't seem to find the channel that it's on.
It's on ESPN Plus.
ESPN Plus. Oh, that's TV.
We got catered food. We got dropped off in a Lambo. Yeah. Yeah.
We got tacos.
Yeah.
What did you get?
I'm just saying.
What?
We got. We're in like Bermuda shorts and whatnot. We're getting tans.
DeMarco's laying back. His feet are on the table.
We're having a good time.
Tiger's walking, fellas.
Yeah. You're not gonna make us jealous. It's not gonna happen.
The Tiger prow is now walking through the 14th green up into the 14th fairway up to the green.
Is that what that is?
And it's packed up here. We can barely hear you, unfortunately.
Wow.
It's
How many people are following Tiger?
300 people now. This morning when we started, there was maybe 20
with us.
It's a small
area, by the way.
Have you guys ever watched him play before?
Never.
I have last year right here at this hole.
Last year? Is it mind-blowing? Is it special?
I watched him birdie this hole, 14, on the Saturday, sitting at the grandstand next to us, the Bluffs Hospitality, and the place shook. It was incredible.
Wow. So I'll go back, DeMarco, to something that when he played his first ever professional event here when he was 16 years old, I've been coming to this tournament for years and years and years, and I just happened to be there. I didn't really know who he was other than he was some golf kid prodigy. But even then, there was a certain amount of electricity that kind of resonated off of him. And we're, I don't know, maybe 50 feet from where he's standing right now. And every single eyeball is on him. And I don't know. You played in the NFL for a long time. I don't know if I've ever seen somebody draw this amount of attention to one person, even before they were a star and well after they have finished their best performances as an athlete.
You're just 50 feet from Tiger right now?
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Sliwa walked away just to get video of him walking down the fairway.
Sliwa
has been a total fan today, and it's
DeMarco,
been amazing
keep
to
talking,
watch.
Buddy. Just keep going. I'm going to get more video for us.
Yeah, Sliwa, go streaking. Run out there and streak. Come on. You're 50 feet from Tiger.
Is Cody doing the social media? Can he go walk over there and take the camera for
YouTube
stream?
Can't walk over there, but Cody's got a good angle.
Kind of show him, show Tiger at some point on the screen here? Is that possible?
Wow. You know what? I may have given you guys bad information. Tiger may be right in the middle of the green.
Right in the middle of the green. Wow.
Come on, Trav.
Yeah, he's right smack in the middle of the green.
But you saw him at 16, and you knew back then this kid's going to be special.
Well, not necessarily that, DeMarco, but he was 16, and he had a crowd of thousands of people following him.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't that he was, like, the best player yet. It was just that, who is this guy? Everybody wanted to see him. He's a 16-year-old playing with the best players in the world and holding his own.
Well, to answer your question, Brady, watching Brady warm up in New England was like, wow, that's intimidating. Remember when T.O. was in his prime? When he would come out pregame and warm up with like those half shirts on and half the stadium would be there watching him warm up, just him and a quarterback? That was special, but nothing like Tiger. I mean, where you're seeing the best ever or the most popular golfer in the world. No, nothing like that.
He's getting ready to putt here. There's another player that's in the bunker that's going to play ahead of him. And then Tiger's
going to
putt.
Give us wrong information?
No,
looks like he's in the middle of the green.
That's what I just said.
Oh. I was with Sleep trying to get the video in here.
Yeah.
It was impossible for that to happen.
I'm correcting myself. He's on the green. So he's going to play here in a second. If he makes that putt, it's, what, 40, 50 feet?
Yeah.
If
God.
If he makes that putt, this place will come
We're just going to turn the Comrex off.
40, 50 feet.
That's it. We'll let you go if that happens because it'll be way too loud. Do you think that Charlie can ever get to this point, the point that Tiger's at?
Yes.
No.
What do you say no?
Because no one's ever
You're
been
not
at this
a believer.
Point before. I'm not a believer.
At this point?
No.
Like playing, I think I took that from Greg as playing in a PGA tournament.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant to be the next Tiger Woods.
No, to be the thing that opens courses. No. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Can he be a pro? Absolutely.
Yeah. With Tiger on the back? That's
the thing that changes golf forever. No. No one will ever be Tiger.
No.
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 But somebody that can take over the sport and just be somebody that you go to watch, and especially if Tiger's on his bag all the time, that would be incredible.
Correct, right? If he just plays on the PGA Tour, he takes it over.
Think about this.
I feel like a child. I feel like a kid right now.
Why? No, you are, totally.
Tiger Woods has not been a top player on tour for a long time. He's had injuries and a whole bunch of other things going on. It's
Car
been
wrecks.
A long time since he was the guy to beat, right? There's...
I love how Sliwa jumped over to save 5 seconds, took his headset off, and walked
off. Just ran off.
That's amazing.
He doesn't care.
Thousands Sleeve's of people here in. Just to watch him just play.
Wow. Never mind
compete. That it's unlike any other athlete I've ever seen. Here he goes. He's over the ball here in a second. You guys will know if he made it or
okay.
not by the sound that you're about
so
to
So how many times have you seen him play?
A dozen.
Chris, how many times have you seen Tiger
about
play?
Five times.
Have you ever been disappointed watching him play?
Never.
Not like
once.
If
seeing Tiger.
If he totally.
It's on its way.
Yeah.
Okay. Shh.
Wait.
Do it as a golf ball.
Oh,
I heard it. Oh, it was upsetting. Okay. Did it rim out? What's
sounds
going
like
on?
The pause is going to come here as he taps in for birdie. Or, excuse me, for par.
Yeah.
Is this as exciting?
Think, can we boo or no?
No.
He should have hit that shot.
Slee's back, everybody.
Yeah, Sliwa, is this more exciting?
Berg, I don't even know how to describe it. I've never got a chance to see Tiger like this.
Are you more excited to see Tiger like this, or are you more excited to see Woj in the Lakers press room?
Is it just me and Woj? Or
just you and Woj.
Woj.
He's the baby.
If it's just me and Woj, DeMarco, that's a special moment too. You
wow.
know?
I don't know.
This is cool. And you could just kind of feel the buzz and the vibe. But we got a good angle there. Cody boxed out a couple people from here. So
nice.
I got some good video.
So much time we got left on
Tiger. Back to golf? Well, it's golf, right? I mean, he could theoretically play at a handful of events here and there for – 10 more years. I mean, Jack played
10
until his
years.
70s.
That's what I was going to ask. How long did Jack
yeah,
play?
Okay, Jack, Greg,
we got
well
10 years.
70s.
10 years?
We got
so,
10
yeah,
years.
Tiger,
to see
I think,
Tiger.
Turns 50 this year.
Wow.
So he could be showing up randomly.
And if you watch how he's swinging now because of his body restrictions, his swing and his tempo is very smooth. He's not putting a lot of wear and tear on his lower body. He's using a lot of his upper body strength. As Slee, when he first saw him on the other hole earlier,
God, like a beast,
talked about the thickness and the mass
built.
Of his top, right?
He's not skipping the gym.
Right. So if he can continue to swing this way, his body can hold up.
Is that Chris Morales?
He walks very, very stiffly.
That is the most non-technical or the most technical I've ever heard Chris talk about anything.
Oh, when it comes to golf,
well,
like
working,
he
this
isn't a joke.
Oh my God!
This is not a joke.
Wow!
I've been working with Greg a lot, and he's been helping me talk, not just bits anymore. If that makes sense.
Yep.
Really?
So, yeah, trying to get him more into sport. He knows
game?
His sports, but yes,
oh, no.
Just being able to have real conversations and know what he wants to say. Yeah,
listen,
it's been great.
Listen, DeMarco, even Tiger has a swing coach. You get what I'm saying?
But I just never heard this come out of your mouth before. This is interesting.
But see, here's the problem. If we're doing the Tiger analogy with you, Greg just talked, which is not allowed in Tiger world. You're not allowed to say anything.
No,
when you say, oh, I helped him do this, it's like, okay, you're done. Get out of here. When I on 16 we decided to pull the 7 instead of the 8,
right.
Then you're done. Gone forever. That's how it works in Tiger World.
But Greg's not walking around telling everybody, oh yeah, I'm working with Morales.
No.
I'm the only one that says it.
Appreciate
he's
it
on
Morales.
The DL. Yeah. By the way, as we talked about and been promoting all morning, coming up, corporate Greg, DeMarco Farr for the next 3 days in for Mason and Ireland. A little bit of the corporate Greg takeover with DeMarco, which we enjoy, and it's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be a good show.
It's gonna be fun. So I'm excited for this day. You know, corporate Greg has worked very hard to get to this moment as an on-air performer, and he deserves it. So I'm excited for this.
Are you nervous, Greg?
Don't ask him if he's nervous.
Why?
He's
no,
not
I mean,
nervous.
I think you have to be a little
what
bit nervous.
I'm a good guy.
You are. Exactly. Sometimes you're not a good guy, for Travis. But
I'm a great guy. Was that, Tiger.
Is that Tiger? Did
baby
you
brother.
Put it in? I hear clapping. Did he go?
Yes,
go work.
Tapped it in from far.
Go work, Tiger.
Wow. Tapped in
hey guys,
from far.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, there's a little bit of nerves, but you know what really happened? So today, my computer decided to just reset itself 3 times, and all the teases that I had written out, gone. So the whole thing.
That's
been. So, hey, we're just going to go off the cuff.
Thanks,
it's just going to be me and DeMarco, and we're just going to go. And Laura
freestyle.
And Brian are getting involved. It's going to be great.
So if there were 25 people here before Tiger showed up on this pavilion, and there were 2,500 when he hit a shot, we're going to be down to 25 here in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow. Everybody's moving along with him. On to the next one.
I got to put that on the bucket list, though. Go see Tiger play.
I'm surprised you haven't.
I'm not a big golf fan, but I'm trying to get there. I keep telling Travis. Travis has told me the secret to golf, right? Just don't care. Go out there and have
go
fun.
Fast.
Well, but DeMarco, it's not about – like, I'm with you. I'm not a big golf fan as well. Tiger, right? Like, that's all you have to say. So you have to be a golf fan just to come see him. Yeah, what a cool opportunity.
See, the Rolling Stones got my money twice. They said they were done, and I bought the ticket to the show, and then they kept going. Gene Simmons has me four times. They were retiring.
Four times?
Four times. Okay. This is the last show ever. Okay, I'll go see him.
I did not have you pegged as a Kiss guy.
Come on.
That's off the board.
Child of the 70s. Come on. Everybody was a fan of Kiss back then.
When he was doing the Yamava Thursdays with us in the fall, because we would meet at lunch at the Rockin' Bruce there.
Right.
He was playing rock and roll the whole time. He would be singing along to every song. I'd be like, DeMarco, settle down.
No, big time. Ric Flair got my money a bunch. This is my last match, and he keeps coming back, so, you know.
So I agree with this whole thing about Tiger, because I would love to go see Tiger, and I've never seen him. The one person I really regret never seeing is going to see Michael Jordan. Like when when he came to LA, I never saw him, and that was one of those stars that you want to see. So every time there's a Laker game, there's
You've
a star.
You've never seen Jordan play live.
I did not see Jordan
play
live.
That's why you have LeBron over Michael Jordan in your top five. That is why, right there, because you've never seen it live.
Look, if you want to, that's not it's an argument for a little bit later. They don't want to do this in Supercross Talk, okay?
You just identified it right there.
But you know what is exciting to see these days? The Lakers playing without LeBron, because they play defense and win games.
Well, if you miss Jordan, you can see Bronny James in a few years, Greg.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think nobody's seeing Bronny James at any point on an NBA floor. Maybe in the G League floor.
By the way, I don't know. I think that actually, if Bron says, we want Bronny, I think Bron will find a way to get Bronny on a court.
That's just great.
I just don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah, I think he will.
DeMarco mentioned it. If you want to see Tiger, be here over the weekend. Friday is a beautiful day to spend at RIV, and Sunday. Saturday is sold out already. So be sure to go to GenesisInvitational.com. There's still hospitality tickets away, general admission tickets. And by the way, you can get a GA ticket here. There's places to sit. There's places to eat. There's places to enjoy. Not like if you experienced the U.S. Open at LACC last year. This is completely different. This is fan-friendly.
Yes. Yep.
They want people here. Non-golf fans that just want to come out and experience an amazing day in Southern California. The weather is beautiful all weekend. Looks like no rain. So it's going to be sunny. It's going to be cool. It's going to be beautiful. GenesisInvitational.com.
From where I'm standing on the 14th hole right here, guys, I can see four different beer stands within less than a two-minute walk.
A lot of Modelos.
Love you, Travis.
How many will you hit up on the way over?
Well, I got to get us home, so nothing crazy. But we're going to enjoy ourselves.
Travis, what about the other end? How many restrooms do you see?
You know what? Ample restrooms.
Yeah. Just making sure.
DeMarco, not an issue.
Not an issue? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, okay. A lot of good, and by the way, clean. Yeah.
Just got to make, if you got beer, right, you got to know where the other side is. Okay.
Are you still on your program,
I am.
DeMarco?
Yeah. Still
he's
kicking
thin,
butt.
Man. Have you seen him recently?
I know he is.
Okay, yeah. DeMarco, break it down. What's your program? Give us some details.
Get up in the morning and start walking. And come back 2 hours later. That's my program.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is that? How many steps? 50?
2 hour walk.
You know 15,000 steps?
A minimum 12,000 steps a day. I know that sounds wild. Yeah, a minimum, though. 12,000 steps a day.
Does the program allow you to have a couple of cold beers once a
week? I allow me to have cold beers. forget the program. Yeah, me.
We're going to put all this together. You and I. And we're going to go play golf. We're going to bring some cold beers. We're going to get you just to the point where you kind of get what's happening.
Yeah.
And then we're going to find Tiger the next time, and we're going to go watch Tiger and drink cold beers.
So it's a good day.
We're going to put that whole thing together. And here's the best part, DeMarco. When you're out here, you walk all day. So you get your 12,000 steps.
And we're not going to care about how we're playing.
No.
It's not going to be
serious.
And
then on hole 12, I'm going to dump truck you.
Ugh. He will.
See,
you
that's Chris.
You dump truck me on that green right there.
That's the Chris right there.
You knew it was coming. Travis, I forgot
that
about
might
that.
Be, DeMarco might be the guy that you try. I don't think he's
No, we
move.
Tried a Yamava, and he kept sitting down. Well, so then I just grind.
Low man wins, Chris.
Then I just grinded.
See, I thought it was just a me thing, Chris. Yeah, now I know it's an everybody thing, so next time I'll be more amenable. How about that?
It's not everybody, though. So have you been dump trucked or grinded on?
Sat pretty close together today.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same
DeMarco,
thing.
DeMarco, don't feel like you're being targeted. You're not.
I thought he was just
everybody
doing it
gets,
to me. Okay.
Grinded on.
Yeah. I'm sensitive, Chris, with butt jokes.
I can't imagine why.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
I mean, look, we're all built certain ways, and you got a lot of ass, my friend. What are you gonna
say? About that, Sweet?
Hey, but it's going that? Down. It's going
you
down.
You told me today that Trav was going to say you got a lot of ass.
Do we have that clean?
DeMarco, that's not the first time you've heard that.
No,
right?
Not at all. Second time today.
Hey, nice to meet you, DeMarco Farr. I got a lot of ass.
A lot of ass, baby.
By the way, I want to ask one thing, a real sports question, real quick, since DeMarco's there. Shouldn't Kyle Shanahan be fired?
No, not yet.
Why? Because nothing's going to change. He's always going to choke in the Super Bowl.
I agree with everything you just said, but you can't fire him yet. I want to. Yeah, just, you should. Right. And I'm here for the Niners'
Steve
collapse.
Get he throws his defensive coordinator under the bus.
You fired the guy when there's no jobs. Yeah, there's no jobs available, and you fired the guy. That is terrible.
He got screwed over. Yeah, where's he going to go now?
You deserve everything you get from here on out.
You know where he can go?
Sometimes you got to clip people.
Was it Steve Wilkes' decision to take the ball in overtime? Well, 100 million people in their houses went, that's the wrong call.
Chris, they wanted the ball third. What don't you understand about this? They wanted the ball
third.
Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger is all about. We're going to go watch Tiger.
Have a great show, guys.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Give me a better growl than that, DeMarco. Come on. Give me a growl.
Am I growling or am I scratching like I just woke up?
That was a scratch like you just woke up. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. That's worse than my growl.
Yeah, your growls are pretty bad.
Am I growling or am I like going, like I just woke up?
No, you're growling like you're a lion.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Go,
yeah. All right, thank you.
You got to tell me.
Get
the full growl there, DeMarco.
You got to let me know what it is. All right.
All right, we need to start off in one specific place, DeMarco, and that's last night. We're all in a group chat, right?
Yeah.
This is our first time doing a show together, just you and me. We did it once before. It was me, you, and Andy, but this is our first time just you and I. We have Laura producing us, and we love the fact that Laura's doing that for us. She put us on Do Not Disturb last night.
Wow.
Why did you think that doing our show for the first time, with you producing us for the first time, Do Not Disturb?
First of all, it was Valentine's Day.
But you were not
That's
with the boo.
That's a valid point.
That's a great point.
It is a very good point. It is a good point.
No, Greg, stop
now. No. She was not with her man.
I was not
wait
with
Wait a minute.
Man.
Hold on now. Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
I was
Let's
with my
back
friends.
Up.
But anyway.
Oh, wait. This just really, yeah. Back up. I'm
is
on Greg's
still,
side again.
It is. It's still
that's,
okay?
That's
yeah.
A, that's
okay.
A problem.
Okay.
No,
I just want to make sure.
No.
Yeah.
First of all, listen. Okay. Once I get out of work, I clock out of work. So y'all are Do Not Disturb. And then you guys were just blowing up. I'm like, oh, no. We can't do this. So I'm like, Do Not Disturb. And then in the morning.
Oh, you saw the text and then turned
and
us off?
Yeah.
And decided
she
to
muted
go.
Us. Yeah. Oh, my God. This is getting better.
100%.
Okay.
And then in the morning, when I should have turned you guys back on, I forgot. And I was like, oh, I haven't heard from anybody today.
Yeah.
And I'm
like, I wonder why you decided that we're not good enough for you to have on your phone. Like,
wow.
I get it. Brian, at least Brian gave us like a heart on something. That was pretty nice of you. Thank you
Show
for
that
doing
I saw
that.
It.
Yeah, that was you? I don't have that was you. I didn't know who that was. Oh, okay.
Who else? Put it in there right
I
now.
I don't have Brian. His name. It was just a number.
What's his name? Hold on. What's his name? Yeah, what's his name?
You don't know?
What are you talking about?
Do you know this gentleman?
No, I don't know his
this
number.
This gentleman that's right here.
Do you know his name, though?
He's been on the show. How long have you been on the show?
Since July.
Since July. So, yeah,
I
almost a year.
I haven't been on the show since July.
You've been here for a little
Wait,
bit.
What is your name?
Brian.
Oh, Lord.
It is Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why were you trying to fool me just now? What are you trying to mess with me? See,
you don't come in. You see, when you walk in the door, you don't say, "Hey, hi, I'm DeMarco Farr."
I got nicknames for everybody, but I didn't Super have Bowl your legend. Number. I didn't have your name. No, I didn't know who that was. I thought that was Laura.
Okay, now, now you have their his
now,
number.
Yes.
Pero espérate.
What?
Wait, you thought that that number was my number?
Twice?
It can't. Well, some people have ghost phones or two phones.
I'm not you, bro.
I'm just saying. I'm just. I didn't know who it was. Now I know. What's up? There we go. Now
oh,
put
there
it in.
We go. There we go. There we go.
I'm
all right.
Now.
Well, the Lakers had the Utah Jazz number last night. You like that? Was that a decent tease? Was it the switch? It was a nice switch.
Happy to see them win.
It is. It's good to see them win, and they're now four games above 500 going into the All-Star break, and that's kind of exactly where you need them to be. They've been on an absolute tear recently. And by the way, since about a month ago, they've been one of the best teams in all of basketball. I have a couple stats, and I don't really like stats, but it was pretty interesting to see.
The run they're on is good. I mean, when you talk about playoff seedings, and somebody just said it doesn't matter if they're the one seed or the nine seed. You know what you're going to get with the Lakers. So that's not what gets me about what they've been doing. They've been more fun to watch lately.
Yeah, no, they've been great to watch.
They've been fun, yes.
It's been since Rui Hachimura got put into the starting lineup. Since he's been in the starting lineup, they're now 5-6. Is that right, Laura? 5-6, and yes. Since February 3rd. The only time they lost was when against Denver, and D'Lo wasn't in there.
Yeah.
And by the way, D'Lo, I need to give an apology, DeMarco.
Wow. Yes. It's got to be better than that.
Well, I'm getting to that.
You were trying to get rid of the guy?
I was. I thought that no matter what, when he was brought in
you
before the
him?
Summer. Yeah. Well, not hate. See, hate is a really strong word,
DeMarco.
Come on
now. I will bring
it's
some
not hate.
I will bring up the text that you sent me about him. You better be honest.
Look for it. You show it to me. It
no,
says,
hold on.
It says, I hate D'Lo.
When you apologize right now, it better be sincere. If not, I'm outing you.
He has been
I have receipts.
He has been playing really, really well. He's letting the offense come to him. He's not trying to take over everything. When he needs to score, he's getting to the basket. He's shooting fantastically from behind the three-point line. And you see what he did last night?
Yeah.
It's the passing ability and finding the guys that need to get what need that in the right spots. He had 17 assists last night.
Balling.
Career high.
It's I don't want to say fool's gold, but it's something that keeps you coming back. That's the birdie in golf, right?
Yeah.
I hope it stays. I hope it's true. I hope he can keep this up. I'm not sure if he can. So, I don't trust it, but I love to see it.
So that's the whole knock on him, right? Is that he goes up and down. He's an up and down type of player that he has one really good month and then he has a really down month and it kind of goes back and forth like that. This is going to be 2 months in a row that he's been playing extremely well. So for
I'm
him to be
to
playing the
it,
way
yeah.
I am starting to trust him too, and I actually feel comfortable with him on the floor, even in late game situations where I was not comfortable with him on the floor. And he was being, if you remember back in the playoffs last year, he was played off the floor. He was not in the games in the
Correct.
Fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And now it seems like he's in that spot now where he's fully trusted by LeBron, AD. Him and Reeves are playing well in the backcourt. It's a nice sight to
see. It seems like he has found his mojo, and maybe because of that, they have. They have figured out who they are and what they can do and how they can win ball games. So that's one thing. But what I still haven't heard is an apology from you. You told me everything that's fact. Now, I need an apology.
Why are you trying to push me, man?
Because you have been ripping this guy to shreds.
Well, it was all truthful, though. At the beginning of the year, he was re-signed. He got rid of his no-trade contract.
This is true.
No-trade clause. Because he was supposed to be traded. He was a tradable, movable contract that was supposed to be gone at the trade deadline. It didn't happen. Even with all of LeBron's emojis, with the hourglass emoji
all
and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He still was not moved. So the fact that he's here and it's because of how he played leading up to that. And he played so well and he's still playing that well. I apologize to D'Angelo Russell. Do you feel better?
I do. It's not just you I'm picking on. It's everyone else on this guy's neck. There were a lot of people on this guy's neck. And look, it might not be his fault. And that's the one thing that drives me nuts is when people go all in on athletes when you don't get the production or the performance you want. You start saying, this guy's bad. This guy's terrible. He's horrible. Let's get rid of him. But you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. It could be a coaching thing. It could be a LeBron thing. It could be just this one little thing that he needs to make it all start to come together and click. And maybe that's what you're seeing right now. So watching you backtrack has been really fun for me right now.
God, you love it so much.
One down.
This is like it's a Raiders-Rams thing all over again, because that's what you love to do to me.
Of course, yes. I couldn't wait to see Jorge when I walked in. Oh, my God. All I did was stand there and smile.
Massive Niners fan.
Oh, I hope it hurts. I hope it hurts.
What did you say to Jorge when he walked in?
I didn't. I just stood there and laughed. I just stood there and smiled and laughed. Absolutely. Yes, I love it. I'm here for it.
You're so petty. You're so petty, and you don't even care.
Did you see Debo after the game?
No, I didn't see
him. He looked like a five-year-old, right?
Well, of course. He just lost the Super Bowl.
Of course, and I loved it. I'm here for it. I am. Absolutely.
Do you think that's the same way that Jorge looked when he was at home?
Yes, absolutely. They all did.
Every other one of the Niners fans.
I was enjoying Twitter after the game. Did you see all those Niner fans?
Oh, yeah.
All those disappointed. Oh, my God, it was so much fun.
I mean, what are you supposed to do when you lose the Super Bowl? What are you supposed to say? Like, I'm really happy about this?
What you don't do is talk so much trash before to make people hate you.
So should you disappear like a lot of them do?
No, lose with class.
And what's the correct protocol? Let's see, you're on Twitter. What do you say when you lose?
The correct protocol is, I'll give you, for instance, when I was in college, we went and played Nebraska when Nebraska was Nebraska, and it was like intimidating, right?
Yeah,
the whole state was there. We beat them there. They gave us a standing O on the way out.
They gave you a standing
they
O?
They gave us the business on the way in. It was horrible stuff coming off the sidelines. Wow. Like you wouldn't believe it, but it was just home field.
That's class.
When we won, they gave us a standing O. It was awesome. That's how you lose a big game.
Yeah, see, I can't do that.
Not smashing TVs and acting crazy.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to like UCLA and USC, when USC wins, I'm not like standing up and clapping and being excited for them. I'm going to be still talking smack and just being pissed off.
When they
off.
Win or when they lose?
I mean, win, lose, whatever. I want them to lose every single moment of every single day.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. That is how deep that rivalry goes to me. I can't sit there and stand up and clap for them and give you a standing ovation. If they beat the hell out of UCLA at the Rose Bowl all the time. I'm not going to stand up and clap for
them. But that's how you lose with class. Then there's 49er fans.
I'm
not classy.
But anyway, go ahead. I'm not classy.
I'm having fun with this. This is all day. Oh, yeah. Come on.
It's going to be nonstop. But again, back to the Lakers. I'm really excited with what they've been doing. To be four games above 500 coming into the All-Star break, it's what they needed to have. You can see how they're changing over time. The things that they were doing poorly, hitting three-point shots, playing defense, all those things are starting to change just a little bit. Their three-point shooting percentage, I was looking at it, they were one of the worst in the league for the first couple months of the season. They're now fifth over the last 10 games.
Wow. I wonder what's been the key to the turnaround. It couldn't be as simple as Hachimura.
It is. I think it is that simple.
Then you should fire Darvin Ham if it was that simple.
Well, that's
you should have known that before. If it was that simple,
so there was a lot of people that had that exact same mindset that you should fire Darvin Ham because Hachimura is not in the starting lineup. Torian Prince is getting so many minutes, so a lot of people thought exactly what you just said. But the fact is that when it needed to happen, he made the change, and now they're starting to rise. So the fact that you kind of got to give Darvin some credit for at least putting him into that starting lineup.
His job was on the line.
It was. And he made a change.
You give me credit when I'm almost drowning and then you throw me the life preserver when you knew about it the whole time? Or you just figured it out?
Like they were close for whatever reason, but the fact of the matter is they made the change.
And
they're balling now. So we just kind of look at it from that perspective and see that this
jokes
team
aside,
is now good. Yeah, yeah. Jokes aside,
I'm having it was fun watching them win. No, it was great watching them win. It was fun watching them play.
I
haven't said that in a while.
I know. Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed watching them play because I'm starting to again too. When they were in the IST, you could see that they were good enough to win the IST and they could turn it on when they needed to turn it on. So I think that kind of hurt the whole starting lineup and what they wanted to do with everything because they thought, okay, see, we can just turn it on whenever we want. When in this losing streak, we're playing well, and Darvin's like, no, we can get back to that. Instead,
I need a 20. IST?
IST, in-season tournament.
No, I know, but when did IST become a thing?
It's so much faster
Why
to say
Why can't we just say in-season tournament? Why does everything have to be a thing?
What if I said IST? Would that be faster for you?
Would
that be better?
I would walk out of the room. I would. Come
on. Wouldn't.
When did IST become a thing? Did I miss that?
It's been since it started.
Fair enough. Okay, how the Lakers have gone since that? How does that make you feel about the IST? Because if I'm another team, I'm approaching it like Hard Knocks. I don't want anything to do with it.
In my mind, they won the first IST.
Yeah.
I don't care about it anymore.
You don't have to do it ever again.
I don't care about it
anybody,
whatsoever.
Anybody?
No.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I mean, if the Lakers came out of the IST balling, Maybe, but it seems like it hurts you rather than helps you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you,
yeah.
It does hurt you.
I wouldn't do it.
There was
yeah.
a whole long argument about that, but we got to get to Michelle Smallman from
Biggie Smalls. Yeah. Yeah.
You know a lot about
of
her,
course.
Right? You've worked with her. Sorry. We'll talk about that with her next 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Mason in Ireland, Greg Bergman, and DeMarco Farr.
Yes.
I'm so happy to work with DeMarco Farr. And now we also have now Michelle Smallman on
oh
the line
my
from
God.
Michelle from Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty. Michelle, and by the way, Michelle, you worked with DeMarco,
yeah.
Is that right?
That is correct.
Oh my gosh, Michelle, what's up, Biggie?
We have not talked in so long. I miss you. I love you. This is amazing that we get to connect. But yes, I worked with DeMarco Farr and basically my first job in media way back when.
No, I worked with Michelle Smallman. That's the,
oh, it's the other
it's
way
the
around.
It's the other way around. Oh my God, I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. What is happening, Michelle? How you doing? How you liking the show? Did we lose her? She dropped out on
us. Did we lose Michelle?
I got you.
There we go.
Sorry, my AirPods died. I'm
no.
so sorry about that.
How you liking the show?
I am loving it, D-Far. The only negative is the wake-up call at 4 a.m., but I'm slowly but surely getting used to it. But we are having fun every day. I mean, what more could you ask for? To work with Evan and Chris Canty and get to come in and talk about sports every day. It's a dream job.
It's awesome. I mean, look, we had a popular show in St. Louis. It was called The Fast Lane. It was the talk of the town.
It was you, Michelle.
Randy Carragher. And then we had Bob. And then
Bob what?
Bob Ramsey. Who does Billiken basketball. And then we had Chris Duncan, who passed away. God rest his soul. But we were the most popular show in St. Louis. But the most popular person on that show was Michelle. Every question we got outside of that studio was, where's Michelle?
Michelle, I heard when we were talking about this before the show, is that this was because of some of this was kickball related? Like, what is your kickball relation?
I am so glad you brought this up. So this is kind of my claim to fame. I am sneaky athletic, but I'm not outwardly athletic. I'm not a DeMarco Farr. You know what I mean? I have
Super
a
Bowl champion.
Skill set that I... That is Super Bowl champion DeMarco Farr, excuse me. I stand corrected, and that is the proper way to address him. But I played soccer my entire life, and you don't really get to use a lot of your soccer skills in your everyday life. So we did a celebrity kickball game, and I just so happened to be able to sneak on the team because I was not a celebrity, but because I worked at 101 ESPN, the Fast Lane guys, Randy, DeMarco, I believe it was Brad Thompson at the time, let me be on their team. And I had been playing kickball with my friends that summer in an actual league. And so I told them, it's all about strategy. Don't go up there and try to boom it out into the outfield because somebody's going to catch it. You need to bunt a tiny little baby kick and just get on base and keep it moving. Keep the train moving and we'll score some runs. And that's what ended up happening. We ended up winning and I won kickball MVP. And the person that I beat was none other than Olympian Jackie Joyner.
Jackie Joyner.
Oh, that's amazing.
We picked teams. Yes, we picked teams. I picked every athlete, every celebrity we had in St. Louis to be on my team. And then it was Michelle and the other guys, right? So we started talking trash.
Stacking in your favor.
Right. I had never heard of bunting and kickball in my life. And Michelle comes up and bunts. I'm like, what is that?
Okay, Michelle, I have your back on this because I played kickball in a league out here in my early 20s. And we bunted all the time. It is a it is the right strategy to do in kickball.
I could not believe it. I mean, I thought we were
the
playing
kickball
here.
The first two, three guys bunt, and then you have bases loaded, and then you have your big blast guy right at the
you
fourth spot, and you're going to win.
In kickball.
You're going to win.
That is not fair, Michelle. No. Not fair.
Sometimes it's not the most athletic team that wins. It's the smartest team, D-Far.
Okay.
You learned that day.
Okay, so here's something else. This is something that's going to make Michelle laugh. You saw the Super Bowl, right? Patrick Mahomes is unbelievable.
I hope everybody
I'm sure
did.
She did.
Yeah,
but,
I'm sure, maybe. Yeah, I did watch the Super Bowl.
Mahomes is unbelievable. You give a great player enough time to beat you, and that's exactly what he's going to do. But at the end of that game, when they start talking about Steve Spagnuolo, maybe the best, one of the best defensive coordinators ever, how did you feel when you heard that?
I agree with it. I think Steve Spagnuolo is one of the best big game coordinators we've seen in the modern NFL. He is always going to dial up some really great things in a big game. Now, what did make me wonder, D-Far, and I would love to talk to you about this, is the conversation that popped off after that about Spags not getting looks to be a head coach again.
Yeah.
I think Spags is an amazing DC. He's an amazing defensive coordinator. His time in St. Louis, not so great as a head coach, but the circumstances were a little sticky.
Not all his fault. Not all his fault.
Not all his fault. I compared it on our show to Josh McDaniels. He had a lot of success as an offensive coordinator, didn't have a great stint as a head coach, better winning percentage than Spags, I looked it up. But he continued to always get talked about in head coaching spaces before he eventually got hired again by the Raiders. But Spags, after that Rams stint, never, ever got talked about again as a head coach. So I know because of his age, he probably won't get another look, or he probably won't get the job. But I'm just wondering what you thought about potentially Spags as a head coach.
I thought the same thing. And I hope that Spags would get another shot at it. But in St. Louis, it was just bad. That third year was just as bad as you're going to get. I think like 40% of that roster, his third year, never played ball again. Never played football again. It was just bad, bad. It went from like year two was bad, and then year three, it just went right through, you know, the floor. So it was just bad. So that you have to carry. But as far as being the coordinator, I'm with you. One of the best ever. Here's what I would do if I was Spags. I'd wait out Andy Reid.
I'd wait.
Of course. Who else would you give it to? Why would you move on to something else?
It would be up to Mahomes, right? And he's the defensive coordinator.
I would keep that in-house, and I would keep Spags as my head coach. I think that might be the perfect job. Going to interview someplace else, starting fresh, may not be for Spags. But taking over, being named as the successor for Andy Reid, that might be the way for Spags to get back into head coaching. What do you think?
That is a really smart thought, DeMarco, and this is why I love chatting with you, because you always make me think about things that I never thought about before, because you're right. That will probably be the quickest avenue for him to return back to head coaching if he wants to, but I guess I just assumed when Andy Reid finally decided to step away that they would bring in an offensive-minded coach to just continue to build with Patrick Mahomes as the head coach, but you know, Spags being in the building, being such an integral part to their success, knowing the culture, the identity of the team, that's a really interesting thought that he could
be
the successor.
Then
have
Spags hire one of these young, genius offensive coordinators, a guy that's going to be a head coach for Mahomes.
So you want Spags to be the kind of the CEO type and have a defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator.
Spags can be a head coach. Spags can be a leader of men, especially that group there that's already established. Now, when you have to start from scratch, draft a quarterback, and start from ground zero, like he did in St. Louis almost, that's not going to work. That's going to be terrible. But taking over for Andy Reid might be your best opportunity.
All right, so Michelle, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, and he won't have to instill a new culture, because that's another thing I think he slipped up at in St. Louis, is he tried to put his fingerprints on everything in a big way. But
do you remember the four pillars? Do you remember the four pillars conversation?
Okay. Faith?
See?
Is it faith? Community? What are the other two?
Oh, my God. We kept going back to the four pillars, every mistake they made. Oh, yeah. But look, I think the guy's a fantastic coach. I really do. And I think he's going to get his due, and I'm glad he's getting his due. But look, as far as interviewing for a head coaching job with all these young guys coming out, maybe hard.
By the way, if I feel like I'm at a 10-year high school reunion with you two. Like you two going back and forth, being like, oh, do you remember this? Do you remember the time?
Oh, this is normal. Yeah. Do you remember the Super Bowl in Dallas? Did you see me on TMZ? Michelle was there.
I got
Michelle.
I got drunk in trouble. That was, Another claim to fame, in addition to being a kickball MVP, is that I was the reason that DeMarco Farr got put on TMZ.
Yes, I did it for Michelle. I took one for Michelle. It was awesome.
Oh, that's amazing. What about on the other side for the 49ers? What did you think of when Steve Wilks was let go with no jobs available?
I was really surprised by that because he did enough in the Super Bowl where you'd think that he would retain his job. I know that there was talk that maybe it wasn't exactly a perfect fit, but they held Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs to under 20 points heading into overtime. He did enough this season to have the defense playing well and to be in the Super Bowl and to hold Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs to under 20 points heading into overtime. I know that it might not have been his intent, but it really kind of feels like Kyle Shanahan needed to point the finger at somebody, and Steve Wilks is the person that unfortunately paid the price for that. He suffered the consequences. And we talked about this a little bit on the show today. If that was the case in any way, and Kyle Shanahan is trying to point the finger at somebody else, I think he's done the complete opposite. I think now we are all zeroed in on Kyle Shanahan about his decision in overtime. We're calling it the third possession on Unsportsmanlike, like the third possession decision. And now he decides to move on from Steve Wilks. I think if anything, this move only intensifies the pressure that Kyle Shanahan is going to face next season.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. So then he may not be around much longer after this because now he's like hot seat is burning right
two
now.
Two things. I wouldn't want to play for him and I wouldn't want to coach with him.
Why not play for him?
Once this filters down, you just fired the guy after the Super Bowl. This is going to filter down into the locker room. The guys that are actually playing for Steve Wilks, they're not going to like this. And then think of the next coordinator that comes in. If we go to the Super Bowl and lose, you're going to fire me too? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not good for Shanny. That's a bad look.
All right, last thing for me, Michelle, is Valentine's Day was yesterday. I think you were talking about it on the show today on Unsportsmanlike. Is it a real holiday, and is this something that we actually should be celebrating?
Yes, it is 100% a real holiday. I hate when people say that Valentine's Day is a Hallmark holiday. And in the world today where there is so much hate and anger and everyone is divided, why can't we all just on February 14th lean into love? Lean into loving each other, whether you have a significant other or it's your friends or your family. Just tell people in your world that you love them and you care about them. And just do something sweet and thoughtful. You don't have to give a big gift. It doesn't have to have a comma in the price tag. Write a nice note to somebody. Give them a hug. Just be a kind person, especially on February 14th. Every day you should, but I am so in favor of everybody doing just a little extra on Valentine's
Day. Yeah, Greg.
No, I was just asking the question. I'm all for love.
Yeah, Brian.
I love love, all right? I'm all for it.
Me too.
So I think I'm with Michelle on
now,
all this.
Ask Michelle if Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
We might fight over this.
I still haven't seen it.
You haven't figured it out? You got to go one way or the other. Pick a side.
I haven't seen the movie yet.
Oh, what? Oh, what? What do you mean you haven't seen the movie yet?
Wow.
Wow.
I know. So this was a big debate in St. Louis on the fast lane with Randy Carricker and B-Farm.
Still
yeah,
going.
Would not stop. And I have not seen the movie. I still have not seen it, so I can't tell you one way. How about this? Whatever DeMarco Farr thinks, that's where I'm going with
no,
that.
No, I will never give
wrong.
An answer. Come
he's
on.
Wrong.
I'm keeping
whatever
the thing
is,
going.
Wrong.
Absolutely. Come on. My guy.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Really appreciate
love
it.
Love you, Michelle.
Listen to them
on thanks, guys.
Every single morning on Unsportsmanlike with Evan, Canty, and Michelle. And Michelle is also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710 and use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Coming up next, the Wheel of Questions. That's coming up next. DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman, 710 ESPN.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Huh. All right. I put a whole bunch of questions on the Wheel of Questions, and this is the one that came up. I'm happy it did. What's the correct way to handle a backhanded compliment from a family member, even if that family member did not mean it to be backhanded?
Backhanded comment. This is my family in a nutshell. This is what they do. Yeah.
Told
you. Yeah, I'm dead serious. I have cousins that will tell you to your face, like, yeah, you guys, you lost the game today for your team. Yeah, you sucked.
But that's not a compliment. That's not a backhanded compliment.
Backhanded
compliment. So I'll
like,
give
what's
you
a good example I'll, of a I'll backhanded
give
it, compliment?
Greg has a good one. I feel like I have one too.
So yesterday, a couple days ago, I went on LinkedIn and I changed my title. I didn't do anything different. I just changed my title on LinkedIn. And when you do that, it goes out to everybody.
From what to what? Just so I know.
It was from assistant program director to Mao, the manager of audio operations.
Okay.
I just changed the title name.
Yeah.
The Mao.
Mao.
And so my mom apparently found it and saw it and was and sent to me yesterday, hey, congratulations on your promotion. I said, thank you very much, Mom. That was from May of last year, but thank you. I appreciate it.
That's the backhanded compliment.
No.
Oh.
She says to me, like, you're still impressing my thing. I mean, thanks, Mom. And she said, always. You've always exceeded expectations.
Wow.
So.
That's wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exceeded expectations.
Yeah.
What were my expectations? Like, were my expectations so low that I've exceeded them to get to this point? I don't know. What did you expect from me? I don't know how to. I have not responded to
thank
her.
Thank you, Mom. I appreciate that I exceeded whatever expectations you had.
You
have
awesome.
Me.
You see what I'm saying, Laura?
Yeah.
Like, am I? What were my
expectations? Mom, yes, that's appropriate.
Yeah.
If it's brother, fight.
No, yeah, no,
yes.
It's
oh, yeah.
Like, brother,
what
scrap.
What do you mean?
Absolutely.
I exceeded expectations.
You come right back. What are you talking
so
about?
So now that you've heard that, do you get what is the correct way?
Perfect. It depends on who it is.
Mm-hmm.
If it's mom, grandma, granddad, you know, like ultimate respect, you just thank them and you know they meant the positive.
Mm-hmm.
If it's brother, cousin, somebody close to your age, it's go time.
I'm going to kick your butt.
Absolutely. It's go time. Yeah, yeah. If you're coming at me, make sure you're clear. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Laura, you've gone through this.
So, yeah, I was telling Greg. So I don't know if it's like a Latino thing because that happened in my family a lot. Like my aunts would always be like, oh, you're really pretty for a big girl.
Wow.
Always.
Oh, that's
like,
really?
All,
yeah. Like, I'm like, thanks for kind of calling me.
Is that even
pretty?
Backhanded? That's
wow.
Just that's just a shot.
You know what I mean?
I feel
like that, like my aunts, especially like in Mexico, like when they would see me, it's like, oh, and I'm like, oh, thanks. I don't know how to take that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or in the industry when I first started, people would always be like, oh, I didn't think your voice was gonna match your look.
Wow.
I'm like, oh.
Ding ding.
Yeah.
That's go time.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. They're the boss.
Brian, you got an example?
Yeah, not necessarily an example, but to DeMarco's point, if it's my parents, you know, they probably meant something else kind of a deal and they didn't really get the message across right. But if it's one of my siblings, oh.
It's on.
I'm going psychological warfare.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to take it one step further.
You made me think. Into my college career. 3 years.
Okay.
Right? You graduate in 4 or 5, right?
At UW?
So I'm 3 years in, and I had one of my aunties. What are you doing now, DeMarco? I said, I'm still in school. Oh, you're still there?
And 3 years in?
Yeah. Well,
that's low.
What did you think was going to happen? I was going to flunk out? You know?
I thought you were too stupid to be in college for that long.
That's what I heard. Like, oh, you're still there? Yes, I'm still there.
It's crazy. This is things that my mom does. I love. She is
God
the most wonderful person in the world.
Yeah.
I love her. She's the sweetest lady in the world. I don't think she meant anything by it whatsoever. But I haven't responded yet, and I don't know how to respond to
it. Say thank you, Mom, and move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just let it go.
Just let it.
Just talk about it on the radio.
Let
and
it
just
burn.
Let it
absolutely.
Go from there.
Yes. Let it go.
Okay.
Thank you, Mom, and move on.
Send her the clip.
Yeah. Right.
All right. I also want to do something else, DeMarco. So this is very much something that I'm not used to. But when I don't like phone calls, we have the 2 o'clock call coming up. I'm very well known that corporate Greg doesn't like phone calls.
Why?
You're not corporate Greg today.
I'm
though.
Not corporate
What's
Greg
wrong
today.
With phone calls? You don't like talking to people?
I like talking to people.
Yeah.
I love talking to listeners. No. When
you don't
I'm
like
on,
talking
on
to
remote,
people?
I
on remote,
love
but not on the phone.
No, not on the phone. Most, most of them have just nonsense to say. But I want to do things differently today. Not corporate Greg, just Greg, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, Bergie.
Let's do phone calls for the rest of the show.
Awesome.
Good. Yay.
Rest of the show.
Let's talk to people.
We'll talk to people. We'll talk to people on the 2 o'clock call of the day coming up. But for
That's
the rest
what
of the show,
this job is, you know, talking to people.
I'm talking to you.
No,
I'm talking
to
Laura.
Talking
I'm
to
talking
people.
To Brian. So,
good.
But yes, we're going to talk to the people today. But so the 2 o'clock call is coming up next. AMA for the rest of the day. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll answer all
this
your
is
questions.
Amazing.
And also, UCLA is doing something that you, DeMarco Farr, think will be an absolute disaster. We'll get into that after the 2 o'clock call of the day. 710 ESPN.